Hi, I'm Craig Dunn, a technical writer and developer evangelist at Xamarin. Xamarin lets you build iOS, Android and Mac apps in C# rather than Objective-C or Java. Using familiar tools, you can take advantage of your favorite things about C#, link support, event handling and delegates, and even async support, while developing for new mobile and desktop platforms. Today, I'm going to walk through how to get started building cloud-connected iOS and Android apps in C#. To do this, we use Windows Azure Mobile Services. Mobile Services is a service within Windows Azure that provides a turnkey backend for mobile apps. With Mobile Services, it's fast and easy to store data in the cloud, authenticate users, and send push notifications. We're going to start by creating a single view Xamarin.iOS app and then connect it to Mobile Services so we can add a scalable backend and take advantage of things like SQL Database, Twitter authentication, and push notifications. In this video, we're just going to cover Xamarin.iOS, but most of this will also be helpful for Android. So let's get started. If you've never developed with Xamarin Technologies before, visit Xamarin.com to learn about building iOS and Android applications with C# and .NET. Go to Xamarin.com/download to install our tools and get started for free. I already have everything set up, so I'm going to skip this step. Today, we're building an iOS app, so you'll need the latest version of Apple's Xcode and the iOS SDK. You can get both items by visiting developer.apple.com and becoming a member of Apple's iOS Developer Program. I've already done this too, so let's get started. First, I'm going to fire up Xamarin Studio, our free, open-source IDE. You can also use Visual Studio on Windows for iOS and Android projects. Xamarin Studio shares the same solution and project file formats, so you can easily share code across platforms. I'm creating a new iOS project from the Single View application template. The main.cs file is the entry point for the application, and it references the app delegate class where we can implement application lifecycle methods for our app. The application's properties reference the main storyboard file, which is where the user interface layout is defined. Let's edit the storyboard file to see how to build a native user interface with Xamarin Studio and Apple's Xcode. Using Interface Builder, I can easily drag and drop user interface controls from the palette onto the iPhone screen. Here I'm adding some buttons, a label, and a table view control, because we're going to ultimately build a to-do list application, and I'd like to list the contents of the database in this control. I'm going to briefly switch back to Xamarin Studio so that it can synchronize with Xcode, which creates a header file for Xcode to use. Back in Interface Builder, choose the Assistant Editor to show the header file associated with this screen. To give a user interface control a name in Xcode, hold down the Control key while dragging from each control onto the header file for our screen. You do not have to write any Objective-C code, just provide a control name when prompted. These names are called outlets in the iOS SDK, and I'm going to create an outlet for all the controls on the screen so that I can refer to them later in our C# code. We can also add actions, which are analogous to the command pattern in WPF, to handle clicks and other events in the user interface. After control dragging from a control, change the type to an action and give it a name. I'll create actions for both the buttons that we will implement later. Returning to Xamarin Studio, I can see in the designer.cs file that it has automatically generated outlet and action attributed properties and methods for each of the controls on our screen. We can now refer to these controls in code and implement partial methods for the actions. To show how that works, I'm going to implement a simple click event on one of the buttons to update the label. ViewDidLoad is one of the methods called in the application lifecycle for this view. I'm going to use that to add a click handler on the TouchUpInside event for our add button. This is very familiar ground for .NET developers. I'm going to simply set the label title text property to clicked when I click the button. Now I can simply hit run in Xamarin Studio and it'll fire up the iOS simulator and run our C# code as an iOS application, and when I click the button, the label changes. Building an iOS application using Xamarin and C# is as simple as that. Now let's look at adding Azure to our application. You can try Windows Azure and mobile services for free. You can get up to 10 mobile services and a 20 megabyte SQL database. Mobile services is one service within Azure. When you sign up for the free trial, you're signing up for all of Azure, but today we're just going to take a look at mobile services. Mobile Services is a turnkey backend for your mobile app. It's an easy way to store data in the cloud, authenticate users, and send push notifications. You can also add some custom logic through server code and connect to other Windows Azure services, consume add-ons from the Windows Azure Store, and call any API. In this video, we're just going to cover saving data in the cloud, but in later videos, we'll cover user authentication and push notifications. I've already signed up and signed in, so I'll head over to the management portal at manage.windowsazure.com. To create a new mobile service, I'm going to hit New, Compute, Mobile Service, Create. The first thing you do is choose a name for your mobile service and either create a new Windows Azure SQL database or connect to an existing one. The name is the first part of the URL and not something your users see, but we'll need to use it later. You also have the choice of an existing or new SQL database. I'm going to use one I set up earlier. Since I'm in San Francisco, I'm going to deploy this mobile service to the West US data center. To reduce latency, you want to make sure that your mobile service and SQL database are in the same data center. Because I chose to use an existing database, I have to enter the password that I previously set up. Within a few moments, you'll see your new mobile service up and running. Once you see that the status is ready, click on that mobile service name. The first thing you'll see is the quick start that gives you the option to either create a new app or to connect an existing app. Even though we're creating an iOS app in this example, since we're writing it in C# using Xamarin.iOS, we'll find the information more useful under the Windows Store button. Scroll down to connect an existing app and copy and paste the code snippet that provides the authentication information for our service. Then click on the button to create a test table. This will be the data source that we'll use in our application. Now it's time to hook in Azure Mobile Services to save data to the cloud. Using the Xamarin Component Store, you can add a wide variety of functionality to your app. Simply access the menu on the Components folder to open the Component Store. In just a few clicks, I can add the Windows Azure Mobile Services component to the project, which will automatically download the documentation and samples, as well as add the component to our application project and the assembly to the References folder. Now I can reference the Azure Mobile Service classes in my code. Since we're building a to-do list app, we now need to add a class for our to-do items. Add a new C# class just like you would for any .NET project. And to implement it, I'm going to use the class definition right off the Azure component documentation. This class will be persisted directly to the Windows Azure Mobile Services database. Notice that the class name, ToDoItem, matches the table we created earlier in the Azure portal. We didn't need to specify column names in the portal. They will be automatically created from these object properties. Everything is now in place for us to save data to the cloud using Azure Mobile Services. Firstly, paste in the credentials that we copied from the Azure portal earlier to instantiate a mobile service client instance. Then use the client object to create a reference to a cloud-based to-do item table. Now I'm going to re-implement the add button to create a to-do item and save it via the Azure Mobile Service client. Now I'm going to manually create a new to-do item object instance, set the title property, and then save it to the cloud using the insert async method on the Azure table class. Using Azure Mobile Services to save objects to the cloud is as simple as that. Now that you've seen the basics of wiring up Azure Mobile Services to save an object, I'm going to switch to a finished app, which I've also made a bit prettier, to demonstrate it in action. In addition to saving to-do items with the insert async method, which I just showed, I've also used the update async method when a task is tapped to change its status to complete. And finally, I've wired up the UI table view control to show a list of all incomplete tasks using the table.where method. Notice that it supports a filtering clause to restrict the data download from the Azure SQL database. Now let's run the finished app. Within Xamarin Studio, I hit the play button and the iOS simulator starts straight away. I'll use the add button to create a couple of new tasks, which are then sent back to the Azure Mobile Services database. The data is retrieved back from the database to display the list of incomplete items. Touching an item triggers the update method, which sets the item's completed status to true, which means it's filtered out of the list when it's refreshed. Back in the Azure portal, we can visit the data tab to explore the to-do items I've entered. You can see that the to-do item table has columns that match our corresponding C# class. During development, you can have your database schema automatically update to match your classes. If you want to flip that off for production, which you should, you'd switch to the Configure tab and turn Dynamic Schema off. Thanks for taking the time to learn a bit about building cloud-connected iOS and Android apps in C# using Xamarin and Windows Azure Mobile Services. We only got started with data today, but you can add authentication via Twitter, Facebook, Google or Microsoft accounts and set up push notifications just as easily. you have questions, don't hesitate to head to either the Xamarin or Mobile Services forums. Visit xamarin.com or windowsazure.com to find out more.